The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And Harley Carnes in the US, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
WikiLeaks and the CIA.
WikiLeaks is at it again. They have released more than 8,000 CIA pages. It describes the full hacking capacity of the agency. 8,761 documents and files. They claim that they got it from people who work at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. Mm. They say that it includes CIA malware for phones, for televisions, things called Assassin, Medusa, things like that. One document shows that CIA has made efforts to be able to take over smart cars. They say the CIA, like any hacker organization, doesn't tell anyone about the vulnerabilities that they discover, even though they might, by rights, have to do that.
To what end?
Yeah,
what does it do? Who does it benefit?
What does it benefit to tell us all this stuff?
Mm.
I don't know that it does benefit anything, because one of the people that the CIA uses this material against mostly are other hackers. Mm. We know that. You know, they do good work. The idea with WikiLeaks is that, oh, no, maybe they'll do it in order to spy on us as we're watching our televisions.
Mm.
No, I don't think most Americans worry that that's in fact the case. What good does it do? I don't know. I mean, WikiLeaks says it rips the cover of secrecy off of government, makes everything transparent.
It makes people not feel safe. That's what it does. Yeah. Now, Snapchat. They've taken a tumble, the shares in Snap, have they?
Yeah, they have. I mean, and this is interesting because it's not unusual. I mean, Snapchat shares and the IPO were sky high. I mean, they raised $28.3 billion mm-hmm. for a little company that we don't even know how they're going to make money. Analysts considered it oversold, recommended sell, and bam, today the shares fell more than 10% at the opening. $21.30, still a high-priced stock compared to a lot of other things that actually make money. They lost more than $9 billion of value just today. But the thing is, we also learned that 16 of the 25 biggest new tech IPOs have lost money in the first 12 months of their operation. So this isn't really an unusual thing mm-hmm. that this has happened to Snapchat. Where they'll wind up, we don't know. But, you know, the smart money would have been to buy it short on the first day.
Now, finally, Alex Baldwin, and quickly, the Trump impressions are over, are they?
Well, yeah, he does a spot-on caricature impression of Donald Trump. But he says he doesn't want to be typecast as an impressionist on and plans to end it soon. He also said, and this is, I thought, you know, where he's really coming from politically. He said, I thought he would have just relaxed, but he's malicious. He says he doesn't think it's funny anymore, the bit that he does. And you know, a lot of people think maybe it's not true. He won't quit because in 2014, he said he was going to stop doing SNL, Saturday Night Live. But the Trump candidacy caught fire, and he could do a pretty good imitation, so he stayed with it. We'll see what happens, but I think the bottom line is I don't think Alec Baldwin's going to stop criticizing Donald Trump anytime soon.
Just not looking like him. Thanks, Harley. Harley Carnes in the USA. Now, there's talk of an explosive budget row brewing between the federal government and the oil and gas industry. The Australian reports a Treasury-sponsored review is considering radical proposals, including imposing a minimum resource tax to capture revenue from the emerging $200 billion LNG shale gas industries.